Now it's time for a birthday celebration. Ours. That's a jingle from the station's very first anniversary. Today, KERA Radio turns 40. In this week's Friday Conversation, KERA's Vice President of News, Rick Holter, talks with a man who helped pull the switch that launched 90.1 FM, Bob Ray Sanders. These days, he's a columnist for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. 4 decades ago, he was a key part of a public media startup called KERA.
Bob Ray Sanders, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Good to be here.
So, set the scene for us. By 1974, KERA-TV had been around a decade or so, and you were a reporter on the nightly news show Newsroom.
Yes. Jim Lehrer started it, coming from Dallas Times-Herald. Lee Cullum replaced him as the host of the show. But this one night, we were going to sign off 5 minutes early because something else was going to happen. We were going to sign on the radio station. And we were to join because they had a switch in the TV studio that we were going to have a countdown.
And an actual thing to pull down.
The switch, and 90.1 was born.
What was the general reaction to this idea of creating a public radio station?
There was the thought that we already had too many radio stations in Dallas-Fort Worth, you know, 35, 40, 50. And when we talked about possibly doing classical music on this public radio station, we already had WRR, for example.
The city-owned station.
And there were people, I mean, very important people who didn't want that kind of competition. So, and plus, I said, who's going to pay for public radio? We just got them used to trying to pay for television. We were in a little wooden building, by the way.
The schoolhouse, right?
The little red schoolhouse that was formerly owned by the DISD, where they used to do programs, you know, with teachers in front of a blackboard doing educational programming. But at that time, keep in mind, you know, we were cutting tape with razor blades. I mean, that's I mean, that's how medieval, in a way, the whole system was.
So this was not what we think of today as a public radio station.
No, I mean, think of a very eclectic programming schedule, you know, from BBC in the morning to classical music to something that was so eclectic, it could literally go from Beethoven to Basie, from Broadway to bluegrass. It was called Texas Weather, which meant it could change at a moment or a second's notice.
And there was only at that point one NPR show anywhere.
Yeah, All Things Considered was there.
We actually have a clip from that I want to play right now.
From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Robert Conley with All Things Considered.
That was some interesting theme music, too.
You got to remember, it was a different time in public radio all over the country, but certainly for North Texas, and even NPR was trying to get its feet on the ground. I mean, you had some large stations like in Boston and New York and a couple of other places who were doing their own thing. I mean, they weren't depending on the network, but the network was still trying to get started.
So at the same time, this kind of ragtag station was getting started. It was a crucial time for news in this country.
Oh, without a doubt. You got to understand that in addition to Watergate that was going on nationally, and we felt here that if there was something important, we would be the place that people would want to tune into because we would carry it live, unedited, that kind of thing. But what was also going on in Dallas particularly,
right.
I mean, the racial disturbances, police shootings, all of those kind of things, we often became the place for the town hall. It wasn't at City Hall. It was in the KERA studio on the KERA airwaves.
Now, you were a TV guy, but you did get pretty involved in the radio side.
Even though I had my doubts about this station working as other people in the community and around the station, including board members and people like that, that this could really work, I was intrigued by the idea. But when the idea was finally coming along and we knew it was going to happen, the station took out ads in the newspaper. And it was a great ad, you know, with the tower in the foreground and this big, you know, lettering saying, "Birth of a Station." Birth of a Station. Which, you know, as someone in media, I recognize was a catchy kind of slogan.
It
was great. It got people's attention, and it did. But as a black person, obviously, along with others, I had mixed emotions about that because mm-hmm. that slogan came from the old movie, Birth of a Nation, which was the most racist, stereotypical movie probably ever made.
Right, the D.W. Griffith movie from back in the
20s. Oh, yeah, yeah, which was used as, you know, a recruiting means for the KKK.
Right.
I mean, all over the South. And frankly, over the North, too, for that matter. So I had mixed emotions about that, but it worked. I mean, it got people's attention.
If we could take Bob Ray Sanders circa July 11th, 1974, and we could transport him to today, what would he think of the station that's here today?
Oh, I'm blown away every time I come into the station because the Little Red Schoolhouse is gone. The people that I worked with back in those days would be lost in here. I mean, just the technology alone. And keep in mind, in those days, we were getting programs sometimes by Greyhound bus. you know, there was no satellite, let alone digital. I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, I don't know how to work anything in here. And luckily, I've never had to. All I have to do is come in occasionally and talk.
Now, what would a birthday party be without a little music? We're going to end with the song that was number one on the Billboard charts back on July 11th, 1974, Rock Your Baby by George McRae. Bring back any memories?
Oh, you better believe it. I mean, I was part of that generation. I think in those days I probably had high heels and bell-bottom pants still. So, I mean, I remember that.
And you can go to KRANews.org and see, I don't know if we got the bell-bottoms and the high-heeled shoes, but we do have an impressively afroed Bob Ray Sanders from that era.
And probably in polyester.
You'd have to assume. Bob Ray Sanders, thanks so much for coming in for this celebration.
I love it. Happy birthday.